This is Will's Band of the Week for January 7th, 2024. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Reese from the Portland Satellite Studio.
Hello.
I think we call it the Satellite Studio, right?
Sounds right. Portland Bureau, Portland Satellite Studio.
It's in Portland, though. It's in Portland. You know what? I just read an article about the new Slater-Kinney album that's going to come out. They recorded it in Portland in a studio that's like... seems like it's walking distance from your place. It's like,
really?
Actually more toward the river and a little bit north. So like a little bit north of like the Moda Center over there.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So almost your hood, right?
That's my, I'll call that my hood, you know, that's in the vicinity.
So you're kind of hanging out with the cool people, even though they keep it low key because it's in this warehouse area and it looks like nothing outside. That's how the cool studios are, right?
Yes,
you don't want to like make a big deal out of it.
I was talking to them yesterday.
To the Slater-Kinney people?
Yeah.
Ran to
dinner with them all.
Ran into Carrie Brownstein at Powell's Books.
Yeah, exactly.
Whenever I'm at Powell's Books or nearby in that neighborhood, I'm like, why am I not running into Carrie Brownstein? Come on.
Yeah, where's Fred Armisen?
Yeah, Fred should be hanging out too, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. But they've got Reese. Portland has Reese, so that makes them cool, right?
I think so. I hope I add to the coolness of Portland. Probably not as much as other people, but, you know, everyone counts for something, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, Reese, you know what? You're kind of stuck with me because, as it turned out, we had an odd number of people to do top 10 lists this year. And so I think you're number 9, right? We've had four episodes with two people apiece. And so now, I don't know, it's okay, right? You get featured a little bit more prominently.
I'm okay with that. You know, I'm honored.
Are you worried that I'm going to be really critical and not like your picks?
Definitely. That's
until you did a bad job. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out. So this is fun. I have seen your list, and I think it's really fun. So there were some things I was like, okay, these are things that you introduced me to. Probably like half of them are. And then there's just some other just fun stuff. And you have two things that have been featured by other people. Out of 10. So we've been talking about that. This kind of the common overlap is about two that everybody has. And then we've got like just all kinds of, just wait till you hear the listener special where we got input from 10 listeners. So it's been recorded already, but it's probably going up next week. I think that's the order we're going to do it. So, we got 8 top 10s, 1 top 5, and then 1 list of 20 songs from our listeners. So it's basically like 100 selections, right? And, so I kind of just chose a cross-section of fun stuff. Oh, it's so fun. It's so great. So that's going to be a great episode next week. Look forward to that, people. But look forward to this one too, right?
Not as much as the listeners, but yes. Yeah, I'll take a second bat to them or whatever.
Yeah. You've got some good... several of these that we've had on the podcast, and some are things that you've talked about on the podcast yourself. So...
yeah.
Very worthy. Do you have anything before we get to the list? Do you want to talk about like your favorite live shows or any other great topical music thing?
I mean, I didn't go to that many live shows in 2023, but I mean, there's 3 memorable ones. Obviously, Protomartyr was good.
And I'm with you on that.
It was Protomartyr was fun. I was I really don't know what to add to it. You know, this is probably my sixth or seventh time seeing Protomartyr live, and probably my third time, I think, seeing them live in Portland.
Which means I raised you well, obviously.
Yes, that's true. And I don't know. I mean, like, as far as live bands go, like, it's hard to beat Protomartyr. They had a different, the keyboardist / like violinist. She was someone I didn't recognize, but they were all good.
It was probably Kelly Deal, and your indie rock cred is taking a hit now. If you don't know who Kelly Deal is, but that's okay because you're not old enough.
I'm sorry, Kelly, if you hear this, I should have known better. You were great.
You weren't even born yet when she had her heyday in the Breeders.
And, oh, yeah.
And her sister, twin sister Kim, was in Pixies. So, she's a legendary rocker.
Yeah.
And friend of Protomartyr. So, cool. All right. What were your other favorite shows?
I'd say, and then the next one would be Deerhoof. I saw Deerhoof.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen Deerhoof, but I remember seeing a live video of the drummer going crazy, and it was unbelievable. So was the drummer really good?
The drummer was very good, yes. they're very energetic, very... I don't listen to, like, Deerhoof regularly, so I went with a friend of mine, and I had a great time. It was I think the venue is next to a piano store. It's a funny location off of Southeast Powell, I think. They were fun. I had a good time. One of the bands that was opening for them, I think it was Fake Fruit, if I remember correctly.
Oh, I love Fake Fruit. Oh, yeah. They're a podcast favorite.
They were also very good.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not spreading disinformation, but this was a while ago, but that's what I remember. And then just on New Year's Eve, the night of New Year's, I went to a unnamed punk show at some bar, and they were good. There's some nice post-punk. The final act, I saw like three of six acts that night, and the final one was just a woman and a guy, and the guy had some nice gear. I was ogling at his MS-20 Mini.
Synth punk thing, kind of.
It was nice to bring in the new year with some punk music, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't get cool stuff in Madison New Year's Eve anymore. Remember that thing when you guys were kids, we took you to see that magician?
I remember. I was tragically scarred by that magician, because he called on someone in the audience behind me, and I thought he called on me. So then I walked up to the stage, and then he denied me.
And then it was like, no, sorry, I didn't mean you. Oh, yeah. Wow.
I'm still.
You're still recovering from that.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. When the magician calls on you, it's kind of, I don't know, I'd be more scared to actually be called than to not be called, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, but I don't know. This is a good, I think there's a good Andy Schaaf song called The Magician, so listen to that if you're ever anxious about your next magic set.
All right. Well, my point was there just isn't cool stuff. We don't get post-punk in Madison for New Year's, so I'm glad you got to see something cool.
Yeah,
I went to sleep before midnight Central. I actually saw the Times Square thing on TV, and I was like, I just can't. I mean, I just can't relate to it anymore. It's like terrible TV hosts and just people acting like dorks and stuff.
I think one of the hosts was super, super old. I remember seeing like a photo of him, and he looked like... like when you take deep sea fish out of the ocean, and they're like, they lose all the pressure that keeps them together.
That sounds like Dick Clark, except he's not alive anymore.
Clark. But I'm, you know.
Yeah.
New year, new me, new fish. I don't know.
All right. Now we've made it, but we're on the other side now. We're in 2024, and we're going to talk about Reese's favorite 10 albums of 2023.
Yeah. Technically, there's like an EP on here, I think.
Yep, that's okay.
And I almost had a single on here. There's a single by Baby in Vain called I Hate Everything. And it's great. Great single by them. And I think if you listen carefully, we won't play the song, so you have to go out by yourself and listen to this song. Yeah. But I think they didn't edit out the like start of a metronome for like playing the song.
Oh, so,
like,
yeah, yeah.
The, through the song, there's like a
the click don't, track.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a click track that they left in. And yeah, don't do that, guys. Come on.
I've got it. Now I want to listen to it, but we'll save it for off the podcast, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right, Reese, what's number 10? Let's get to it.
Number 10 is the lowest on the list. That's not very important to me, but it's also the most recent thing I've listened to that's on this top 10 list. It's Pit Sucker by Ecology Homestones. It's a split EP by Ecology Homestones and Pet Retina. Ecology Homestones, kind of a mouthful of a name.
Yeah, and what a crazy name.
That's because I think it's like a... I don't know if performance artist is the right word, but they're like a very they're like a mixed media artist. I think on their homepage they describe themselves in a very they have like an esoteric story of some gnomes that get attacked by like or carrot people, or I don't know, it's it's weird, and the album's weird, but it's very noisy, and it's good. That's all I gotta say.
Okay, fun discovery. I just looked it up. They're from Philadelphia. So this is Ecology Homestones. Reese's number 10 is called Pit Sucker.
Is it weird that I'm... One more time.
Pit!
That's a fun one. Ecology Homestones.
Yeah.
Reese's number 10. That's pretty fun, right? You think of it like seeing that live with some cool lighting and like really loud. That'd be really
some
cool.
Fun visuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Can you remember how you found it?
I think I follow someone who did the album cover. I want to believe that's what it is. So through Instagram, I learned about it. I had about 5 different Bandcamp albums open on my computer for the longest time, and this was one of them. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a listen. Yeah.
Cool. All right. I just remembered we should plug your company that you work for, your printing
yes.
company, right?
Yes. Icon Artistry. Very incredible metalheads have established perhaps the greatest screen printing studio in the Portland metro area. If you need t-shirts, you know, contact us. I don't know.
And you guys can print. I have already placed an order for t-shirts, and they came out great. And but you guys can print other stuff, right? Obviously, any like clothing item, like hoodies and stuff. But haven't you done handbags and stuff like that too?
Yeah, we can do totes. We can do posters. I mean, pretty much anything that fits on a screen, we can print. Not a computer screen, but a silk screen. That's what, if you're fancy and you're an artist, when you screen print, you say, oh, I made a silk screen work. You don't say, I made a screen print. But I think it's kind of a silly term, so I just say screen print.
All right. Icon Artistry is the sponsor of this week's podcast.
Yes.
You know what's great about being a sponsor on Will's Band of the Week?
They don't have to pay.
Exactly. That's exactly. There's no charge. It's like a $0 ad. Everything is $0. So there you go.
They definitely will get their money's worth then.
So contact.
No matter how many people order, we've already paid off the ad revenue.
Contact Icon Artistry, either Reese or Connie, the owner, right?
Yep. You can say, if you go to the website, there's like a little like bud plant. You click on that, and then it opens the same website on a different page. I don't know why it opens a new window, but it does. And then you go to contact, and there'll be a little form. You can fill out the form, and it'll email Connie, and you can say, Reese sent me from Will's Band of the Week.
What percentage off do they get if they mention Will's Band of the Week?
If you, we actually upcharge. When I give people it, I purposely.
Yeah, you charge them extra.
I add on a 20% surcharge. So, you know. But no. We are very reasonably priced.
Vouch for that. Very reasonable.
We're often making merch for other bands. We did one for a record label called Split Head or Splitting Head Records, I think. And we did I think around 52 hoodies today. So
all right,
it's pretty fun.
Very cool. All right, that's a sponsorship section we've gotten out of the way now. Reese, we're in single digits now. What's number 9?
Number 9 is the lone EP of my list from a favorite of mine, Wombo. There's a lovely I like a nice border. The album cover, very nice on this one, but the music even better. So I think this is the first or second track. There's only like 4 tracks, or maybe even 3. Anyways, Slab.
Wombo, the title track from the Slab EP, Reese's number 9 for 2023. Wombo's from Louisville, Kentucky, which is a cool place to be from, right?
That's true.
And I didn't listen to this EP this year, but that sounds really good. I listened to the album, the most recent album, quite a bit. and I like them too.
Yeah, I think they're releasing a remix of their last album, or maybe like a special edition version of it with a couple remix tracks and bonus tracks. Hmm. But yeah, I'm a big fan of Wombo. I like their merch. I like their albums. I like their music. You know, it's all good stuff.
All right, Wombo's number 9. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8. Oh, this is one you told me about, and I think you saw them live, right?
I don't know if I saw them live.
Oh,
I,
no, I'm
heard
thinking
about
of
them.
I'm thinking of a different band. I'm thinking of that. Who's that band? That's kind of a punky band from the East Coast that you saw. Damn. maybe
no
I'll think
clue.
Of it. Maybe I'll think of it. That was the band that you told me about. But I think you also told me about this one, Pearl and the Oysters, right?
Pearl and the Oysters, yeah. It's a good album. It's very bubbly, very like, I don't know, synth heavy album. Very like retro. I don't know about retro, but I don't know. It's a nice. It's a if Pit Sucker is on one end of noise, this is on the other end of my music taste, where it's not mellow, but more mellow and more easy listening, a little jazzy maybe. But yeah, the title of the track is Loading Screen.
And the Oysters, yeah, it had a vibe going there. I kept it playing for a while because I got in the groove.
Yeah, you know, I love a I'm calling it right now. 2024 is the year of delay. We're bringing heavy delay back into music, and that's just one song. I don't know, just something about the repeats. It feels groovy to me. It's nice. I don't know. Is that considered psychedelic? Is that part of that genre, or I don't know,
maybe a little. They're from LA. I looked it up, and you know how cool they are.
How cool are they?
Here are their shows that they're playing in January this year. Mm-hmm. San Diego, then they do some travel, Amsterdam and Rotterdam in the Netherlands, then they've got a show in Belgium, then London, and then 4 shows in Germany, and then 1 in Switzerland.
Damn.
So that's like, man. Sounds
truly
like fun, right?
Renowned.
Yeah. Pearl and the Oysters. Fun band. I think that was one, right, when you and I were going to record a podcast, and you gave me like three bands as choices, and I picked something else. So I listened to this just a little bit, but yeah, cool, fun stuff.
Yeah,
that's Reese's number 8 album of 2023. So here we go, number 7. It's another Reese favorite. We've heard this one. We talked
number
about
seven.
It. We talked about it on the podcast, didn't we?
Yep.
I think we did.
Yep, we did. This is PAX, all caps. Yep. The final track, number 10 of their album, Always Be a Kid. Yeah, there's some nice variety on this album. It goes from like more like rock and mellow rock, and I don't know. This is a nice. I love when an album has a nice ending, and this is a great one in my opinion.
Okay, the album is called Crispy Crunchy Nothing, and this is the last track. Always Be a Kid. PAX from Toronto, and I have breaking news because I just looked up their Bandcamp page.
Yeah?
They have a new album coming out in 2 weeks.
I was going to mention
another
one. That.
Yep. So you knew that. So it's not breaking news to you.
Well, it's breaking news to the listeners.
Yeah, hopefully. Should be. And the write-up sounds really cool. Like they went to Mexico City in March and recorded this next album that's coming up.
That's cool.
So, yeah, another good band. Fun one, Reese.
Yeah, damn. We're on the... After this next one, we'll be halfway through.
We're moving right along, aren't we? Here's another one that you told me about, and I enjoyed the album. It was very fun. You're number 6.
Number 6. I think in my Apple Music Rewind, I think it said I was in the top 100 listeners of this band.
So you should buy stock. Right? Indie rock stock we talk about?
Does that... I guess, yeah, that's how it works. If... I mean, I think they're probably already pretty popular. But if they go full mainstream, if they play at Madison Square Garden, then I, as an indie rock listener, I deserve a front row seat or something.
If you're in the top 100, like, yeah, absolutely. Did we say who the band is yet?
Not yet. The band is Cowgirl Clue with the track Rodeo Star. Get some gallops in there. Some slide guitar and galloping.
Okay, you've set it up now. Let's listen to it. It's the album Rodeo Star in the title track.
Something to my side.
Cowgirl Clue reaches number 6. That's the project of Ashley Calhoun from somewhere in California on Bandcamp. She just says California. So it's kind of leaving it pretty wide open, you know.
How many are there, like 7 million people in California?
A lot more than 7 million. There's like 7 million people just in like Los Angeles. I think there's like I'm going to say there's like 40 million or something in California.
A lot of people.
A lot of them, yeah.
She's so, one of them, and she lives somewhere.
Right, exactly. And she's going to be doing some touring, too, in some cool places. She's going to be going to Arizona and Texas. She's got a gig in New Orleans. Then she's going to Miami and Atlanta. So pretty cool. Yeah, that album is a pretty fun album. It's like there's a lot of fun variety and cool, noisy, and tuneful sounds.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice, like, I don't know if parody is not the right word, but it's playing around with what it means to have, like, country aspects in electronic music. And I like that. I think it's a fun little, fun mixture of different genres.
Yeah, very cool. Are we to the upper half now, Reese? We're actually at number 5 now. It's crazy.
Yep. Yep. We're in the 50th percentile now.
Yep. So it's better than average album now, number 5.
Yes, everything below this, subpar.
Right.
But really, I mean, any 10, any one of the 10 are good. And I'm anarchist when it comes to top 10s. This is not a hierarchy that needs to be withheld.
Yeah, so you were saying it's not like that specifically ordered, but...
Yeah,
I said you have to have the playlist in some order, so yeah.
This is the order for the show, yeah.
Yeah.
But the band is Baby Baby Explores, and I think it's another end track, the second one I've put on the list.
Oh, you're getting into the last track thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it's the end of the year, the last track. It's also the end of a cycle. It makes sense to me, but the name of the track is Anthem.
All right, Reese's number 5, Baby Baby Explores. Baby Baby Explores. The album is called Food Near Me, Weather Tomorrow. And I think we talked about this, right? About yeah. How the title, that's like two common internet searches. And were we trying to think of the other common internet searches?
Yeah, I think so. One was, I said like movies near me would be one that's really common for me. Weather, obviously, Weather Tomorrow is a big one. I don't know, maybe like... forecast, just like the word forecast would be one, or just like local news. So I don't know.
You know how when you sometimes if you do internet searches, it'll give you a like a suggested completion, right? Mm-hmm. Based on other searches. Yeah. When a lot of times when I do that, I'm like, it makes me think that people are just really dumb. right? The searches are so dumb, right?
Yeah.
Is some movie a good movie? Is it, you know, it's like, what?
Some of them will be, they'll be bad like that. They'll be like, how do you spell gorgeous or something like that? And it'll be like the wrong spelling of a word. And the worst thing I think that Google is doing, they've added like autocomplete questions and answers now. So if you look up like, what is John Cusack doing right now? They'll have like suggestions, and it'll be like, John Cusack was in this movie. What? And then it'll have a question about the movie he's in, or it'll just be like autofill searches. And I'm like, no one's asking for that.
It's like they're telling you what to search for. It's so bad. Yeah. Oh, it's just so bad. One of the things that drives me crazy is when you're like searching for an app, right? And you're in the app store, and it'll autocomplete like you, let's say you want an app about like, let's just, I don't know, say it's like travel or something. You want to see travel apps, right? You type up travel, and then it autocompletes, and you can see what other people searched, and they search for the word app, and they're in the app store. It's like, you don't need to put that word in there. It's like, what the hell? Yeah. God, I'm just terrible.
Maybe they're like, if I just search travel, it's going to be like a travel phone game, and a travel app has, it's like, okay, it's
But everything in the app store is already an app, right?
They're all apps. Yeah. I don't know. It's the classic one you would say all the time would be ATM machine. It's a similar situation where it's
you're right,
redundant.
It's an automatic teller machine. Yeah.
I love that one. That one's funny.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Like cars have a vehicle identification number, which is a VIN. Yeah. And they call it the VIN number. So it's the vehicle identification number.
But if you don't know the acronym VIN, then you need the number to add to the number.
You have to know the acronym. True. That's true. Maybe some people don't know the acronym.
But I mean, then you could just, I don't know, then you could just do V number.
Yeah. This is our social commentary on society.
That's get better acronyms.
Really topical.
Society. Yeah. Come on.
Do you know that that your number four is someone else picked this in the exact same track?
What?
Your brother.
Oh my God.
Your brother Grant had this, and I thought it was great. So I'm like, I'm not going to make you pick a different track because I think it's good enough to play again.
I was going to mention that I heard about this first from Grant, Freak Heat Waves.
Yep.
And another fun thing about it is when I took lowly freshman year Reese in college, I used one of a Freak Heatwave song in a video and sound class. Or it wasn't video and sound, it was I don't know, it was basically I had to make a short, like just a video of some kind, and I ended up, my proposal was an animation. And I worked hard on the animation, and then I finished it, and I was like, this is way too hard. I don't want to have to animate a five-minute video. So instead, I just recorded myself walking around Portland to a track by Freak Heat Waves.
Cool.
So we can say that I am a collaborator of them.
Right.
If you count your undergrad video essays as a medium or... I don't know if that's considered artwork. Anyways, you already know, if you've listened to Grant's Top 10, you already know the track In a Moment Divine by Freak Heat Waves and Cindy Lee.
And it's from the album Mondo Tempo. Yeah, this is a good one. Here we go. Freak Heat Waves, the album Mondo Tempo. Reese's number four. I think that, I just feel like that's pretty well in the wheelhouse of the podcast. I think a lot of the aging rockers like me will appreciate that because it's got kind of an old New Order kind of feel to it. It's like a little dancey, but also kind of edgy. I don't know.
Just go, somber, but dancey.
Yeah. I was playing some air drums to it because that drum beat's so cool. And it reminded me of when I'm like, your mom and I will be watching a TV show sometimes, and like the theme song to the show comes on, and I start playing air drums to it. She gets mad. She's like, "Stop that!" I'm like, "No, but I'm inspired." Yeah. You know,
the air drums are drum. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Air drumming is underrated. You know, everybody plays air guitar, right? But when there's just a really good beat, I mean, sometimes you just feel like you got to do a little air drumming.
I agree. It's an underrated air instrument.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm glad that I didn't know that Grant had it on his top.
He picked the same track too. Yeah.
That's how I know we're related.
Exactly, yeah. Of course he's a fan of Cindy Lee also going way back, so probably just the fact that there was a little collaboration there made it an attractive pick. But I think it's a really good song. Yeah.
All the more sweeter.
Yeah.
Okay. We're in the top three now.
Number three, Reese. This is another Reese favorite.
These are the ones that get medals.
Yeah, the top three is like the serious thing. So I'm pretty sure that you introduced this artist to the podcast.
I'll totally take credit for that.
I mean, you introduced him to me. I know about it because of you. And this is what? The third album?
Sounds right to me. We can fact check it, but there's no fun in that. Ian Sweet, all caps, and another all caps name, like Pax.
That's right.
You know, artist is serious when their name is in all caps. They're demanding an audience. They're demanding to be noticed, shouting it from the rooftops. Ian Sweet. The track is Emergency Contact.
We have to tell them the album, though.
I have the playlist open, so I got to go click on it. I got to say show album.
I've got it right here.
Album
Sucker is the album, and Reese's pick is Emergency Contact, Ian Sweet. Ian Sweet, the album Sucker. Reese's number three for 2023. You know what? I'm finding a pattern here, Reese. These are the artists that Reese likes are female solo musicians who record like full albums and then have a pseudonym, right?
That's spot on.
So Ian Sweet is the stage name for Jillian Medford. From Los Angeles.
Another LA or another California artist.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I guess the other one was California, not LA, but you know. And here's another, just to give you some indie rock cred, Reese. Rolling Stone's 40 best indie rock albums of 2023. This album was number 26.
Damn.
Right above, right behind Rat Boys. And
Rat Boys.
And, well, there's a lot of good stuff in there. It's a pretty good list. They've got, let's see, we'll count down from 40, the ones that I've... Did you listen to Feeble Little Horse? That was pretty good. You never mentioned that.
Oh, no.
Patio? You like Patio, don't you?
I have. Yeah, Patio's chill, yeah.
Baratalia. We've got In Attendant Anna. Hotline TNT. Bully.
Bully's good.
Wilco and the National, of course. Pale Hound. Yes. Yola Tango. U.S. Girls. Water From Your Eyes.
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to that Water From Your Eyes album?
It's a good one. I don't think so.
Yeah, we should have probably...
U.S. Girls album. That was when I had a top like 18 before I narrowed it down to 10.
U.S. Girls on
U.S.
there?
U.S. Girls was on there. So, Jeremiah, sorry to our Canadian listeners.
Jeremiah got it on there, so that's cool. I think that Water From Your Eyes album was really good. People should listen to that. And they've got Wednesday, Sufjan Stevens, Mitski, Blondshell. Of course, Boy Genius is number one. Like, they're too cool. People can't deny it. So,
well, what they lack in dress, they make up in music. I'm gonna say I'm shitting on their outfits. I've seen a lot of people make fun of that. So,
Boy Genius, you're talking about?
Yeah. There's a photo of them, and they're like, I don't know. They look. They're kind of goofy looking. Which is guys. I don't mean that in a bad way, but.
Yeah, I think they have fun and really enjoy what they're doing. And when you see somebody doing that, it's undeniably kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And
I heard a rumor that because one of them called Obama a war criminal, that's why they got snubbed from his top, top albums.
I
think I don't know if it was he might have had a Mitski song on his top.
Yeah,
he had
a few. Sort of cool things, yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't get him on here to talk about his stuff, but
right
next year.
I was making a joke because there was that Obama favorite music list, and I was making a joke to somebody about who would be on Donald Trump's list.
It'd be that song,
Kid Rock,
making fun of people who have food stamps and then buy Twinkies with their food stamps. It'd be that guy, and he's like. Singing about how that's terrible and how like fat Americans are dumb, and then you look at him and he's a dumb fat American. Right. And I'm like, what the fuck are you complaining about, man? What do you mean? What do you mean, dude? You're one of us. What are you talking about?
Oh god, we could go off
and,
on
Kid Rock, but Kid Rock, he's gone woke again. Because he's drinking Bud Light again.
Oh, that's outrageous. How can you do that? Yeah.
I know. What a fucker, dude. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're leaving the dumb political realm.
Yeah.
And we're getting into the second best album of the year. Perhaps even the second best song of the year.
This is the third appearance. Have you listened to any of the other podcasts?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you'll have fun. Listen to them. Grant's been listening to them. Even your mom has been listening to them and enjoying them. So it's pretty. That's because our listeners are so cool. I mean, our correspondents are so cool. So are the listeners. Mm-hmm. But I believe this is the third appearance by this band. And I'll lead in, and this will give it away. But it's like the weirdest lo-fi that I've ever heard. Like it's almost low lo-fi or something.
It's like I don't know. I think that's why it's so high up on my list. It's because. Just the mixing and mastering of this is just so weird, but in such a cool way. It's a good listen, and I'm sure your loyal listeners have already guessed. But it is Sweeping Promises from their album "Good Living Is Coming for You."
Yep, that's it.
Has this track been played yet?
I don't think this track has been played.
Okay, well, I'm glad we're not getting too many repeats. The track title is Petite Four.
Yeah. sweeping promises from Lawrence, Kansas, home of the University of Kansas, or Kansas University. I don't think we could decide that. Chris was asking that. And I think I got it wrong, because I think UK is Kentucky and KU is Kansas.
I thought UK anyway. Was United Kingdom.
Oh, it's that too, yeah. Yeah. So, you know what's another cool thing about Sweeping Promises? I don't know if I've told this story.
What?
After their first album, and this is the second full-length album, the first album, I noticed, one thing I really liked about it was the cool bass sound, and they still have it, right? It's like it's this kind of buzzy bass sound. Mm-hmm. So I messaged them on their Bandcamp page. You know how you can, like, say, send a message to the band or whatever? Every once in a while, I'll do that. And a lot of times they just ignore it. But sometimes they answer. And she answered me right away, and she was telling me all the gear that how they made the bass sound. And it was so cool. So I just want to thank them for that. And so they're cool. They're fun. And
it is cool.
Yeah.
Who else was it on promises. Their top tens?
Chris and I think Jeremiah. I think. What if I get these That's wrong? Right. Then I have no credibility. I can't remember our own correspondence lists. Yeah.
It's okay. We can go back.
I think that's who it was. Because you want to know who the cool people are, right?
I think I have some overlap with Jeremiah before, so that makes sense.
Yeah, you have.
Chris surprises me with his taste sometimes, so that's fun. This is the last one. The final.
Oh, we're up to number one. You know what? You think you should get Nicholas's drum roll?
I think I should. I think I deserve that. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of think so. We were talking about this, the lo-fi drum roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I don't know. I think that Sweeping Promises is even more lo-fi than that, right?
It's lo-fi in a different way.
Yeah.
It's,
there's some kind of compressor they run that through, and the whole thing is just like mushed on purpose, and you know that they're just smiling all the way through. They're just like, this is funny.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. But
okay, it's time for number one, Reese, and it was fun to see this on your list. It really was.
Yeah. Anyone else have it on there? Just me?
No, I think, I think I talked about this, though, on the podcast with, who was it? Who was that with? I can't remember now. It was either Chris or Anurag, maybe? Well, you're going to tell us what it is, and we'll go from there.
Cherry Glazer with two
R's on
four
the end.
R's.
Yeah.
Four R's total, two each. This is a fun one. It was the first album I've listened to by them. And then when I was, I do this embarrassing thing where I share the music I listen to on my Instagram story. And some of the friends I have actually messaged me, and they're like, oh, I have listened to her previous albums. I haven't listened to this one, and this is exciting. And I was just, started some nice music conversations. And that's always a great part of listening to music and sharing music.
Yeah.
Not quite end track, third to last track titled. Oh, did I not? I didn't say the album name, did I?
No.
I've been forgetting that the whole time.
You're going straight to the track. Yeah, that's cool, though.
But anyway, the title of the album is I Don't Want You Anymore. And I think if I was a true friend, I would have listened to all the other albums by them. But I think this is sort of their most noisy album. Their least, it's still poppy, but least poppy, maybe. Feel free to completely ignore me saying this, because I'm not 100% sure on that. Anyways, best song of the year,
whoa,
according to me, is Eat You Like a Pill, track number 9.
You
That's Cherry Glazer. Reese's number one album of 2023. You know, it's like it's like when the underdog just rises up and to the all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I think if we judged by different metrics than we do, I think the Cherry Glazer album, the Ian Sweet album, the Cowgirl Clue album, and then one that I did not mention, but the JPEG Mafia and Danny Brown album would be my most listened to sort of albums of the year. And this one just, I kept putting on something about it. I just kept getting dragged back to it. And yeah, it's a good time.
And do you know this fits your theme too? Because Cherry Glazer is basically, I mean, it's not totally a solo project, but it's the project of a woman named Clementine Creevy, who happens to be from Los Angeles. You're kind of a LA
West Coast.
Yeah, an LA guy.
Euro. Don't tell anyone in Portland that I like people from California. They'll all be like, "Fuck you! You're making rent expensive. Die or whatever."
You can just take the West Coast thing. You're a West Coast guy. Yeah.
Best Coast. Another album people should listen to, the Bethany Costino album.
The listeners should also know that Sasami Ashworth, who performs as Sasami, used to be in Cherry Glazer's band.
That's also, you know, another band I'm a big fan of. They didn't have an album. Their 2019 and 2022 albums are both pretty good. But yeah, thank you for having me on. I'm a fan of sharing. I'm a fan of music. I'm a fan of you.
Oh, what a guy. Thank you.
So, yeah. I hope your listeners, I hope you got your $0 worth, you know,
they did. They
and
totally
if you're in a cool indie band, I'd love to make some shirts for you. I will.
Yes,
I'll write you a note if you want a personalized note. I'm down to do that.
Man,
you know,
can you imagine if you got your shirts like signed by Reese? Oh, how cool that would be! Maybe you could sign them with a permanent marker, like way at the bottom, like the part that you tuck in, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
Or maybe they want it to be featured. Maybe they want it. You know,
I'll write my initials on the tag or something like that.
You could do that. Yeah.
Maybe we'll figure something out for y'all. You know. But yeah, you know, 2023, what a year, right? Let's hope this next one is better. I mean, 2023 was bad. There's the whole genocide thing. That's not fun, but let's pray 2024 brings goodness and most importantly, more good music.
There's always going to be good music. Yeah. It might be a bad year for everything else in the world, but there will be good music out there for sure.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I've got a bonus band. Do you want to stick around for the bonus band, or you said you were going to take off maybe and go to a movie or something?
I was going to see the Iron Claw, a new A24 movie with Zac Efron, but it doesn't start for a while, so I'm more than happy to let me hear this bonus artist. Who are these folks? What are they up to?
Well,
what are they playing?
My friends put out an album, and I thought I have to feature it. People need to hear this because they don't promote themselves at all. They totally don't promote themselves. They put it on Bandcamp, and they put it on the streaming services, and then they just like no promotion. So little promotion that I didn't even know that they had released the album until a month ago when I ran into my friend Bart at the Bar Italia show. And he told me, he said, "Hey, the Lalo's album came out." I said, "Wait, I didn't know they even put that out. They were talking about it for like 3 years." And so a bunch of these people are friends of mine, and they're all just really cool people. And they've been working on this album for a while. And I listened to it, and I thought, this is great. I love it. So I thought, I'm going to use the Will's Band platform so they can have more than like 6 listeners on Spotify or whatever they have. So they got to start doing a little better promotion. But so these are the core members had a band called Muscle Car in Madison for years. And then in 2017, one of their members, Rick, tragically died. I think he was like 52 or something, just terrible. And so then they kind of, you know, they're kind of like, well, what do we do now? And I think what most people do in that situation is just kind of stop playing music for a while, right? And then, and then they were like, okay, well, let's regather, write some songs. Came up with a bunch of songs, and from what I know, see, they didn't need me. They had a bass player already, and I'm one dimensional. I can't do anything else. So I was not involved in this at all. But they enlisted a bunch of friends, notably like some women to sing. So they've got like several songs with women singers on them, and they just sound great. And anyway, the reconstituted band is called the Laylows, and this album came out in March, but I just found out about it, and it's great. It's called Endless Winter. So if you look up Laylow's Endless Winter, you'll find it. And it's kind of great aging rocker pop, I'm going to say. Like, for my demographic, this is maybe, I don't know if this is going to be your thing, but I love it. This is a long album, 19 songs, 51 minutes, and it's really pretty consistent, so it's hard to pick a track, but last week we were talking about a song, I mentioned it, it's called Money on Sooner, because I didn't know what it meant, and I thought, this can't be a common phrase, so if you search for Money on Sooner, you get the Laylows album, which is so cool. So
That is cool.
Yeah, let's play that track.
They're doing the opposite of the Baby Explores method.
Right. So, okay, this is track 4 from the Laylows, Money on Sooner. That's the Laylows. They've got a trumpet player, like a real legitimate trumpet player.
That's cool. I like the vocals. It's kind of like dive or like retro. I don't know. They're not retro. It's retro because you're all aging rockers, but right. it's good stuff. I'm a fan.
Yeah. They've incorporated, they brought all these people in to contribute, and I think everybody just mixed in so well. So
yeah.
Okay, here's one. I'm going to say this is like the Midwestern humor. So it's like, I don't know, you could tell me if this is Midwestern humor, but okay. Some people are like, okay, it's kind of dorky, but it's kind of funny. And I can kind of relate to the humor. So
yeah.
I'll let it speak for itself. You can listen to the lyrics, but the title of the track, it's called fuckation. The Lalos. I just like the combination of the funny humor and the it's kind of got the cool horn parts and good guitar parts, and it's just all fun.
It's fun, yeah. Whenever I hear trumpet in a song, I automatically associate it with ska. You think they'd be offended by that?
I don't think it's really ska, because of the beat is different in ska. It's like ska is more like fast reggae or something. But yeah. I would say it's more like Belle and Sebastian influenced pop or something.
Yeah,
but I think the horns they put in here are like really, really effective and cool. So all right, there's 19 songs, and it's really hard. I really like so much of this album, So here's a fun one to feature, the very last track. In the days of CDs, which are completely obsolete now, in my opinion, they would have a thing where they could just put a track on there, right? And they wouldn't have to label it or anything. So they would call it the hidden track, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the last song on this album, they just called it hidden track. So, but it isn't hidden. See, that's the irony. And yet, it's another catchy, great song. So here are the Lalos with Hidden Track.
Romantic gestures, Titanic deck chairs. You can give up if you never really try. Not gonna quit it. Never forget, they haven't even happened yet. So
that's the Lalos. And I'm happy and not feeling any shame whatsoever in promoting this album, the Lalos, Endless Winter. If I had heard it earlier in the year, it would have been in my top 10. I love it. So congratulations to my friends for making this album. And now we just need to get some more people listening to it. And I've had no indication that they're going to play a gig. They should play a gig, right? They got to get the trumpet player there, I guess. But they should play a gig. Let's do it, people. That's it. That's all I got. That's my bonus album of the year, I'm going to call it.
Nice. Good stuff. I was a fan from the songs you played. That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's very sweet, you know, and it's got like a whole bunch of different vocalists, and it's got I think their songwriting is so good, and I've kind of hung out at the studio space where they recorded it a bit. It's really cool. It's like this little tiny little space, but really fun. So there you go. Well, Reese, thank you for your top 10. It was really good, really fun. And next week we're going to have the listener special, and that's a fun one. So listen for that. And so if we have any more listeners who have not yet given us their top 10, you can still do it, but you're not going to make the special because it's recorded already. Sorry. But I am so happy. I'm just so happy with how many contributions we got from the listeners, which makes me want to keep doing this because sometimes I think nobody's listening. And then, 10 people responded. But, you know, that's if 10 people respond, there's, you know, a lot more than that actually listening. And then it means that they're pretty engaged. So it just makes me happy. So, thanks to everybody. And Reese, you know, you've been on periodically, like what? Once every like 3 or 4 months you come on. You've got cool stuff.
Probably, yeah. And it's three great times a year. Not
and I think we got
an,
even though we're our you know our demographic is more aging rockers, but I think that all of us like to have some younger people, you know, input from younger people to keep us fresh, right? We can't just listen to Wilco all the time, right?
I know. As much as we want to. You gotta have the I want to make a bad joke, but I can't think of it. The same, you know how like there's this guy in California who takes his son's blood, so he like literally puts his son's blood in his own body, so he's young because he thinks it makes
it's gonna
him
make
younger.
Him younger. Oh God, that's terrible.
And that's what I'm doing for the audience's music taste. I'm letting you soak up 24-year-old music taste, and it I don't know. It brings some youthful energy to the podcast, I hope.
It definitely does. Definitely does.
But without having to steal blood from anyone. So that makes it a lot better, I think.
No actual blood is exchanged.
Right. Yes.
Yep.
Keeping or staying HIV negative. No bloodborne illnesses in this audio recording.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Reese. We should sign off. And thanks again for your contributions. And we're looking forward to 2024 having so much more. It's going to be great. So we will talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.